Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you all for joining in on Blog Talk tonight. I am so excited with what God is doing with and for Blog Talk concerning you, our faithful, faithful listeners. On tonight, we are excited about the guest speaker. And the reason I say guest speaker, because I guess you already got your pens, your pads, and your Bible open, and I guess you are ready to hear what the woman of God is going to say to us tonight. So I'm going to present her to many, and I'm going to introduce her to some. But before we get to that excitement, we're going to give you a chance to get before God, repent at this time so you can hear what the Lord is saying to you all on tonight, and you can really receive the word that's coming, because one thing I do know, this woman of God has a word in her mouth, and as they say in the world, it's fire. This word is fire. It's going to give life back to those dead bones, and it is also going to waken your spirit. I'm your host for tonight. I am Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are here every Monday night at Blog Talk. Sometime we're on Facebook Live, but we're going to try to make that a permanent thing to be on Facebook Live on Monday nights with the different guest speakers that we will have coming to you. We're here at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to ask Minister Sheila if she's able and ready to pray with us and for us on tonight. Minister Sheila, are you ready to pray?
Yes, I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And good evening to each and every one of you. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, God, our Father and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, for another day, for yet we are here only because you said so, only because you gave the love and the mercy to give us another day of life. Lord, I want to thank you and thank you, thank you for each and every person in this world for now, because we are blessed now. Some did not make it today, but yet I ask you and I thank you and I thank you for blessing us all for now. Lord, I give honor to you that it's ahead of my life, and I ask you to bless us all. Bless Apostle Lake Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright. I ask you to bless each and every human on everything on this earth that you have created and gave life to as of to this day. Lord, I thank you and I ask you to bless us all. Bless all my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my nieces, nephews, granddaughters, grandsons, neighbors, cousins. Lord, I ask you to bless my bloodline family and also my spiritual family. I just ask you to bless the world that we all need to know that you are the life, you are the way, excuse me, and you are the one to bring love, peace, and happiness into our life. Lord, we need you to bless us and rescue us from these demon devils, these hateful crimes, these two backstabbing, no good people that laugh in your face and cut you up behind your back, the ones that's leading you into trickery, leading you into harm way. Lord, we ask you to bless this human trafficking system that's going on. Lord, our people is not safe. Our kids are being snatched. Our women are being snatched. And Lord, we need you to help us and bless us and cover us, Lord, because we need these demons to be dealt with. Lord, we know you can do it. Lord, we know you can put this stop to it. Lord, we know you can cover us. And Lord, I ask you to bless us and keep us all and to help this corrupt government straighten itself out, to let them know that you are here for all the people. Not just your hand-picked chosen one, but for all the people of this United States that voted you into the offices, not for your crookedness and your misunderstanding and your misguidance and your wrong for doing. And Lord, we need you to bless this law enforcement that are just mainly treating the minorities, people of color, females, males, children, anyone the wrong way. They need to treat us all the right way, no matter if we black, white, yellow, orange, pink, or yellow, green, blue, whatever. We are all one people. We are all one religion. We are all one race. Our females and our males, we need to help and understand each other and live together and let us know that the ugliness need to go away. We are all beautiful children that the Lord have blessed with life and gave birth to and to help bring into this life. Lord, we need the ugliness to leave. We need these hateful crimes, these wrongful people. Lord, we just need your mercy. We need your blessings. We need your help. Lord, I love you and I love you and I never will stop loving you, and thank you for loving me and for each and every one that you did, because through your love, we are here now. We are here today. Some might not have made it, but Lord, I need you to bless their families and let them understand that we all have to come and we all have to go. But we all can, no matter what, get through our finance, our health, our problems on our jobs, in our schools, in our neighborhoods. Lord, we need your help and we need your guidance. And we need you to lead us through this and to help us understand that life is beautiful when it comes to you. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Back to you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright.
Thank you so much for that. My phone was trying to act up with these different screens that be popping up on it. But I want to say I agree with Minister Sheila with her prayer. We need God right now. We need God to step in on our behalf as far as dealing with these demons and devils in this world. God, we just thank you for everything. I'm trying to wait to see if the woman of God is ready, because I know she's trying to do Facebook Live at the same time, and if she needs a little more time, I'm trying to be prepared to play some music to just fill in the time, but at the same time set the atmosphere for when she do come forth with the word. So I'm going to see if Dr. Wright, are you on the line right now? Okay, I'm going to play some music because I believe Dr. Wright had put on here. She texted me, but I was trying to see if everything was going. So let's listen to this song and let it set the atmosphere for us. It's by Charles Jenkins. It's Keep the Faith. So just listen to the words and let it minister to you. Thank you. Is Dr. Wright on the line yet?
I'm on the line.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn it over into your hands, and I'm going to allow you to have your way on tonight. So at this time, we turn it over to the hands of Dr. Serena Wright.
Well, listen, Blog Talk Radio, God bless you. And we are doing, or we are endeavoring to do something new here that by using all of the opportunities we have to share with the people. And there are so many ways for us to communicate using the World Wide Web. And so you're trying to integrate them all and get all of these coordinated. And so that there may be a little bit of a delay in that, but just hold on, because we do have a word from the Lord. We just want to come by actually and encourage somebody and talk with somebody. Let me ask you, woman of God, do you have a screen sharing? Do you have your screen sharing available?
I got my laptop up, and I'm trying to.
All right.
Well, try to go to your page, but
okay,
I'll go back to my home page.
Well, come on in, Facebook Live and Periscope and Blog Talk. We've got a whole bunch of awesome integrated technology going on here. But what's most importantly is that the Spirit of the Lord is here, ready for us to engage Him, to know Him, to be uplifted and encouraged by Him. And that's what we're really focused on. We are on Blog Talk Radio, we are on Periscope, and we are on Facebook Live, and we're trying to coordinate all of this technology while we allow the Spirit of the Lord to share with us. And so if you would just allow us a few moments to try to put A in front of B, hallelujah, glory to God, then we will be right where we should be. We just thank God for the Blog Talk Radio audience, for the Periscope audience, for those of you all that will watch us on Facebook Live and any of the archives. Do you know that we have an opportunity that we've never had before to leave the gospel and the liberating truth of the word all for people to listen to us when we have gone on to be with glory? And so we just thank God for that opportunity. We thank God for Blog Talk, and we thank God for those that manage that platform, and we thank God for you. We, like we said, we are just here to speak a brief encouraging word to somebody who needs to be encouraged. We thank God for the opportunity to share the liberating truth of the gospel. I promise you, if I was not saved, somebody say, I would get saved. I would just go ahead and tap into the place where abundance flows freely. I would tap into the place, hallelujah, where resources are limitless, where the impossible moves over into the possible. I would go ahead and get saved. There is nothing like securing your eternity while you're walking in a wonderful now. There's nothing like understanding you can have peace that passes all understanding. If I was not saved, I would just go ahead and get saved. If you would turn with me, because we're just here to encourage somebody that needs to be encouraged. We're here to share with you the things that we know would help you get to your next now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith is always now. And so we just want to be those that encourage you to get to your next now. If you would turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, you would turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. I'm going to read from the Amplified Version of the Bible, and we are not going, let me tell you, as soon as the Holy Ghost releases some words of encouragement, then we are going to be done. Hallelujah, glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, And the it says, therefore, in the Amplified Bible, it says, therefore, we do not become discouraged, though our outer man is decaying and wasting away, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day after day. And it says that we do not become discouraged. The Amplified Bible says, spiritless, exhausted, or wearied out through fear, though our outer man is decaying and wasting away, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day by day. Verse 17, it says, because for our light momentary affliction is ever more abundantly preparing and producing and achieving for us a weighty glory. Hallelujah, that will never cease. Praise the name of Jesus. And so I just want to come and share with you about the process of becoming new. Somebody say the process of becoming new. I know that when we go to services and when we understand that by faith that all things have become new. And so it can be a little bit of a dilemma when you know all things have become new and then you understand you're being made new day by day. Because if we've already become new, what is the process? This should already have already taken place. Because the scripture says all things have become new. That puts it in the past tense. Then when you move over into 2 Corinthians, he said we're being made new day by day. And so what God wants us to be encouraged about is that in the spirit realm, in the realm where the newness has taken place, it is finished. That's why when Jesus was crucified, come on, you Bible scholars, when he was done on the cross, he said it's finished. That is because all the authority, his authority over death was a completed work. Everything that he needed to do for us to no longer be under the dominion of sin was finished. Hallelujah. But in this realm, thank you, Jesus. But in the natural realm, there are processes of being transformed. I'm in the Bible. He said, be transformed by the renewing, the process, the renewing of your mind. Because in the soulish dimension, my God, in the spiritual dimension, it's finished. But in the soulish dimension, we are being renewed. We are being renewed day by day. We are being transformed by the renewing of our mind. So the new process that is finished in the spirit is a daily process in the soulish dimension, in our mind, in our will, and in our emotions. Hallelujah. That's why we must be under a crucifixion. That's why we must be under a decay, Paul said. My outer man, what did he mean by that? Those things that are given to the realm of the natural are dying day by day. But then they are dying as a meaning of release of those things that I want, that the things that God would have for me would become more new day by day. Oh, my God, I'm helping somebody be encouraged, because there is a way that you can begin to think that living saved is almost magical, because in church they say spin around and tell your neighbor I'm new, but when you get to your car, it's still old. And they say spin around and tell your neighbor everything in my house is new, but when you get there, that's the same furniture that was there when you were left. Because the thing, the understanding that we need, somebody say get an understanding, the understanding that we need is that it's completed in the spiritual realm, that by faith those things are already done. But and that is the faith that is now that we use to make that thing actual in the natural dimension. My God, we thank you. And so what happens is the process of newing, he said, what we're not going to do is be wearied and worn out, because that newing process, it can be a long time coming. Somebody say, wait on God. Why do they say wait? They don't say wait on God because he didn't finish it. They're saying wait on God, meaning continue to believe God in your renewing process. Hallelujah. While your mind is changing, don't get weary. While your mind is changing, don't be exhausted. While your mind is changing, give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't say this is never going to happen, because God is exactly who he said he was. I just came here to encourage you, because when things do actually show up new, oh my God, when things do actually show up new, I just got word that there was no sound on Facebook. Now, how in the world am I going to get sound on Facebook when I didn't take away the sound from Facebook? Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Lord, God, I just thank you right now, God, that you will be able to show us. You know what? I'm telling you, Facebook, I tell you what you do. You go in and meet us on Periscope, or you dial into Blog Talk Radio. Let me tell you something. We don't have a way to defeat the adversary unless we already know he's defeated. I am telling you, Facebook family, go to Periscope. I don't have any other way. I refuse to be distracted. But let me say this. We are going, hallelujah, glory to God. We are going to continue in the Lord. We are going to continue in the things that God has given us, because God wants somebody to be encouraged. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wants somebody to know that there is a new process. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. That there is a way. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We are trying to work with, there's no sound on Facebook, and so we're trying to work with it now just to see if we can get sound. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, my goodness. I am not even by no means surprised. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Listen, go to Periscope. That's all I can tell you, because we are about to move on in the things of God. There will be a way to listen to the archives on Blog Talk. There will be a way to listen to this same message on Periscope. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because there have been many that have been wearied in the newing process. Let me tell you something. Paul says, he says, listen, he says that we are not going to become wearied and worn out. He says that we are not going to be discouraged. Now, if you know that you're being made new, why would there be a temptation to be discouraged? If you know that you're being made new to come into the promises of God, why would you be discouraged? This has got to be something formidable and something that needs to be addressed, because the children of Israel left Egypt with a promise. They walked right into a newing process and they didn't make it. Somebody say, be encouraged. Be encouraged in your newing process, because new is just new. And what happens is, it's so new that it becomes inconvenient. It's so new that it becomes uncomfortable. It's so new that you start reminiscing about being a slave. It's so new that you start thinking about going back to your abusive boyfriend. Things are so new and uncomfortable. They are so unfamiliar that you start thinking about going back to that woman, and you know she don't respect you. You know she don't honor you. Things that are new, my God. Paul told us over in 2 Corinthians, he said we're being made new, but what we're not going to do is be discouraged. He said, see, we're becoming new, but your glory to God is give up and throw in the towel. He said things are becoming new, but what we're not going to do, hallelujah, glory to God, is think that there is no way out. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, glory to God. Woman of God, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can hear you. You're just muted on Facebook. I don't know why, but we can hear you.
Wonderful. And so we are in the place where we're saying, God, what is with this new? And so God set me down. Oh, I'm trying to help the ones that God wants to help. He said, let me explain to you, daughter, new is new. Lord have mercy. You know why you're almost thinking about being discouraged, and why you're thinking about giving up? Somebody because new is new. Nothing about it is familiar. Nothing about it is comfortable. Nothing about it is convenient. That's why you should press in. Nothing about it, because it requires a new understanding. It requires a new mindset. It requires a new determination. Somebody say new is new. It requires a new vision. Don't you know that what you called lonely before is your first day outside of an abusive relationship? Somebody say, you would say, well, you know what? Well, I left him when he was abusing me. Now I'm lonely. Oh, somebody say, that's an old mindset, because you're not going to appreciate that new state until you recognize it's your first day outside of an abusive relationship. Oh, I'm telling you, God's trying to help you. God is trying to help us. Lord have mercy. I'm trying to tell you, new is new. If you keep your old mindset, you are not going to realize that you are in a new place. Do you know that what you considered wonderful to eat is the very food that they fed you as a slave? Don't you know, if you begin to reminisce, that's the old mindset. You don't realize that's your first day of liberty. That's your first day outside of a supervisor that's sexist. That's your first day of liberation. That's your first day as an entrepreneur. Oh, you might be concerned. You might be fearful. But don't you recognize that it's new? He said, we will not be wearied out by fear. Oh, we're all in the Bible. He said, we won't be wearied out by fear, because your first day as an entrepreneur mean that you just left your last day working for somebody else. But until your mind becomes new, you will sit up and worry and say, oh, I should have stayed on my job. And what if this doesn't work out? And what's going to happen with the light bill? But you don't know that this new place requires a new mind. Somebody say, new is new. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you know that if you just came from your last chemotherapy appointment, that your hairstyle is new? But if you use your old mindset, do you know you'll be grieving over your lost hair instead of realizing that's your first day being cancer-free? Somebody say new is new. New requires a new mindset. New requires you to look at difficulty as the first day in this difficult place. Look at the inconvenience as this is my first day in this liberated place in an inconvenient situation. This is my first day eating dinner alone and not being in an abusive relationship. Somebody say new is new, because we're being made new every day. You've got to take it one day at a time. I'm telling you what the Bible says. He says we're being made new day by day. You can't take newness on a week's worth. You've got to take newness on day by day. And you say, this is my third day outside of that abusive workplace. This is my fifth day. Lord have mercy, not having to take my insulin because I've lost weight. This is my seventh day, Lord, as an entrepreneur. This is my 51st day, Lord have mercy. Somebody say new is new. The problem with our newness is that we're trying to drag the conveniences of the old place into our new place. And don't you know you'll be discouraged? That's why Paul said we will not. In order to be new, you've got to be like Paul and said, we will not. Go ahead and say, we will not. We will not be discouraged. We will not be exhausted. We will not be wearied. And we will not be fearful. Do you know that if this was not going to show up in your new place, Paul wouldn't have mentioned it? Go ahead and say it. Oh, I'm not going to be discouraged. I will not be exhausted. I will not be wearied. And I will not be fearful in my new place. Yeah, I don't know if this entrepreneurial exploit is going to work out, but I will not be fearful. I do not know if I'm ever going to find another relationship, but I will not be discouraged. Oh, don't nobody want to hear me. Go ahead and say new is new. You've got to have a whole new mindset. And in order to get that mindset, Paul said, first of all, declare what you will not. I will not be discouraged. I will not go back to her. I will not go back to that workplace. God has released me. I'm a business owner, and my business is going to be successful. Somebody say no. I will not be fearful. I will not be discouraged. I will not be exhausted. I don't know where this money's coming from, but God is my provider. Somebody say new is new. You've got to go ahead and embrace a new mindset. You've got to go ahead and recognize it's a process. Paul said day by day.
Yeah.
Do you know that you will look at the after effects? Lord have mercy. And you will begrudge your new place trying to live in your old place. Let me tell you
something.
There was a surfer named Bethany Hamilton. Oh, Lord have mercy. She was a professional surfboarder. She was a national champion as a surfboarder. And she got attacked by sharks. They attacked her and damaged her arm to the point that in order to save her life, they had to amputate her arm. And so after they amputated her arm, somebody said she had one arm. Y'all did not believe me. But do you know that in her new place, she grabbed her surfboard with one arm and said, this might be more difficult, but I'm going back to my champion place. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Do you know that Bethany Hamilton had to relearn how to balance? Because your extremities are important in teaching you where you are in space. Y'all do not want to hear me. And if she had the old mindset of how wonderful a surfboarder she was with two arms, she would have never known she could be a national champion with one arm. Oh, my God. Oh, baby, in my new place, I'm going to day by day. I'm going to relearn everything I already knew. I'm going to get back on this surfboard, and I'm going to get back to my champion place. She said, I used my faith. She said, I knew that God was going to teach me what I had known before with two arms. Do you know that if you don't get a new mindset, those things that you have left, you will begrudge them looking with your old mind? Do you know that your first day cancer-free will look different than how it looked before you ever had it? But if you don't realize that new is new, you will be uncomfortable with your new look that you will just begrudge you still alive. Y'all, please hear the Holy Ghost today. Do you know whatever you got is enough? My Bible says God has given me everything that pertains to life and godliness. So if you don't have that arm, you don't need it to be a champion. If you don't have that job, you don't need it to prosper. Oh, I'm talking real good. If she left you, man of God, you don't need her for destiny. Oh, Lord, I thank you. If he left you, you don't need him for promise. Lord, I thank you, Lord, because new is new. And if you don't decide, I'm not going to be discouraged. One arm or two, I'm not going to be discouraged. Whatever I lost is behind me. My Bible said everything behind you, forget it, press. Oh, my God, Bethany Hamilton had a question. She pressed into the new. She said, evidently, if I don't have it, somebody say I don't need it, because my God has given me everything I need to attain my new. Oh, why would you be held down, being discouraged and fearful, talking about what you used to have, talking about pomegranates and leaves, when there is a whole land of Canaan full of grapes so big they can't even carry them? But you've got to be new. Somebody say new is new. Oh, you can go ahead and use manna to you. Just think about manna and grapes. Manna and wine. Let me tell you something. Manna and grape jelly. Start setting your expectations on what you're going to have with what you got. Quit reminiscing about what it was and recognize, somebody say new is new.
New is new.
If you're going to embrace this new process, you better decide what you're not going to do. He said, we're not going to be discouraged. We're not going to give up. We're not going to be exhausted. Lord, Lord, have mercy, and we're not going to be fearful. In order to attain the promise, in order to live through the process, somebody say, you got to recognize new is new, baby. You're going to be inconvenient. You
got to recognize.
You might take you a long time, but why don't you get back there where you were? Oh, yeah, I'm talking to you real good. All you got now is a mouth of excuses, but you're trying to tell me your God reigns. Oh, then why don't you go ahead and know that new is new? That's why it doesn't feel like it used to be. And that's why it's not the way it used to be. Somebody say, because new is new.
New is new.
You might be alone, but you shouldn't be lonely. God's with you. You're with you. The word is with you. And new is with you. Somebody say new is new. Why can't you rise
new
back
new.
To your champion place with your new? Why you always got to live backwards, talking about you in a generation of now? Why you always talking about what you had instead of championing what you got? Somebody say new is new. If you want to embrace new. If you're going to embrace this season, if you're going to embrace destiny, if you're going to embrace the promise where everything you ever wanted in your life, God began to strip away so that they could see him inside of you. Don't you know you're going to be new? Somebody say new is new. Yeah, you're going to be uneasy and inconvenient, but you're going to be really, really championed if you recognize new is new. That's why it's unfamiliar. That's why it's difficult. Not so much because it's actually difficult. Somebody say, but because it's new.
Because it's new.
Paul said, go ahead and decide. This is what I'm not going to do. Oh, I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm not going to be exhausted. I'm not going to be wearied. I'm not going to be fearful. Somebody say, because new is new. I'm going to go ahead on and let all that die. All of that was, that's got to die evidently because I don't have it. She said, well, evidently I don't need two arms. I don't have one. Y'all don't hear me. Let me tell you something. Paul says in 17, he said, because I like momentary affliction. Lord have mercy. Do you know this is, and then I'm done. I promise you. He said, for I like momentary affliction. This man had been persecuted, jailed, beat. He said, a light momentary. He said, a light affliction. They had beat him, scourged him, jailed him, threatened his life multiple times. He had been attacked. He said, a light momentary affliction. Let me tell you something. If you're going to embrace new, you're going to have to shift your perspective. If this man could call being almost beat to death for the cause of Christ a light affliction, don't you know his perspective? Let him embrace the promise. Somebody say, if you're going to actually get somewhere in God, you're going to have to change your perspective. See, you're still trying to be dramatic Susie and over the top Bobby, but you need to change your perspective and say, baby, that ain't nothing. That ain't even a reason to be upset. I'm walking in the newness of God. That ain't
Amen.
Nothing but an arm. I still got one left. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Let me tell you something. I can still see. I can still search. Lord, have mercy. Yeah, this man might be bland, but he ain't starving. Let me tell you something. If you're going to embrace the promise of God, somebody say you're going to decide what you're not going to do, and you're going to change your perspective. I'm trying to help you right now. Because if you keep on deciding the way I used to think, I'm going to take it over into Canaan. The way I used to be, I'm going to take it. You ain't going to never get back to champion. Because Bethany Hamilton ain't going to never get that arm back. Lord have mercy. That man married your sister, and they got the keys. He ain't coming back. Let me tell you something. You're going to have to change your perspective. You're going to have to decide where he gone now, ready for the next one. Where he gone now, let me enjoy my life. Where she gone now, where the job, they done fired you, babe. They already fired you and hired your replacement. Go on and start your business and say, look how successful this is going to be. Don't you know a change of perspective will change your life? Somebody say new is new. Say, yeah, this
new
might be, you know, a little uncertain, but I already decided I'm not going to be fearful. This may be a little bit of a challenge. Somebody say challenges make champions. You better go ahead and decide new is new.
New is
because
new.
Paul said you need to decide, first of all, what you're not going to do. if you're going to receive the promises of God, somebody said you're going to change your perspective. Your perspective is going to
change it.
That's going to lead you into your new. You're going to say, yeah, I don't have this, but let's look at all this stuff I do have. Don't you know a perspective change would have kept Eve from messing this whole thing up? Because she said, you know what, I don't, she would have told the serpent, I don't know if I can say exactly what he did say, but I've got 99,000 other trees that I know I can eat from, so that's, I'm just going to shift to what I can do and not focus on what I can't do. Y'all don't even hear what I'm saying. If you're going to get to the new, you're going to have to change your perspective. Lord have mercy. I know that we love it. I love it too. Do you know my flesh is so wonderfully excited when I don't think I've got to be transformed and renewed in my mind, when I don't think I've got to change my perspective, when I don't have to realize that God don't need me, I need him, when I don't have to Amen. Realize that my Bible say everything that I need for life and godliness, I have it, so then I've got to change my perspective about lack. Y'all don't really scare you something.
Until you change your perspective.
You're not even a candidate for the new. Oh, I know. See, you want me to give a prophetic word about a new car in your name. This is a prophetic word. Change your perspective. Paul said it's a light affliction. And this man had almost got beaten to death to telling the people about Jesus Christ. But his perspective was such that he was a terror. He was a terror to the kingdom of darkness, because when they told him he was killed, they were going to kill him. He said, wonderful. He said, because to be absent from the body, I'll be present with the Lord.
With
and when they saw that he couldn't be moved by their threats, they said, no, we're not going to kill you. He said, wonderful. Then I'll continue declaring the work of the Lord. Let me tell you something. Perspective is everything. He called it a light affliction. When they had hissed out on him, terrorized him, threatened him, he called it a light affliction. God can't get you to call it a light affliction, my God, if you drop your coin first and 50 cents fall out. You didn't already sell out and made a Facebook status. My God, but change your perspective. Don't you know that new is going to be new? It might be a little uncomfortable, but God will never fail you. He'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. He is not a provider, he's provision. Lord have mercy. God is everything, that there is no lack in him. His authority is sure. And oh my God, he's given us everything we need that pertains to life and godliness. And we've got to apply that in our new season. Let me tell you, people of God, be encouraged, because new is just new. It's not a reason to be discouraged. It's not a reason to look at life as a setback. It's just new. Somebody say new is just new. It doesn't mean you're disabled. You're disqualified. Let me tell you something. New is just new. It doesn't mean that God is not the God of his word. It just means it's new. And he goes on to tell us, like we said in the beginning, that it's a process. He said, this is going to happen day by day. Do you think that if this young lady went surfing on Monday with two arms, woke up and her next reality was that she had one arm, that wasn't a day-by-day process? I would challenge you to believe it was a moment-by-moment process of wrapping your mind around the new, of taking all of the inconveniences and all of the emotions related to the new before the Father and say, God, is this what you're still saying about me? And I've only got one arm. Is this what you're still saying about me? I've got six children and my husband left. Is this what you're still saying about me when they just let me go from the only job I've ever? Is this what you're still saying about me? Because I don't want to be discouraged. I just want to know I'm going to walk into it just like you instructed and recognize new. Somebody say new is just new. Go ahead and embrace it. Go ahead and embrace it. Hallelujah. Embrace the challenge. Embrace it. Look at it every day and say new it's just me. It doesn't mean I'm counted out. It doesn't mean that God is not faithful. Let me tell you something. You can suffer so many losses that the things that look like they will never be new again. Do you know the children of Israel have, even though it was slavery, it was all that they were aware of. That was all that they were familiar with. They had been slaves all of their life for 400 years. Do you know even sometimes leaving something grievous, you can grieve it and not recognize that the celebratory moments of your new, because it is so unfamiliar. Embrace it. Embrace the unfamiliar. Embrace it with fearlessness. With determination, embrace it. Hallelujah. And let God be the God of your new. Somebody say, my heart is encouraged. My heart is encouraged. My mind is renewed because I realize, like never before, new is new.
Yeah.
Woman of God, is back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. God, thank you for the word on tonight. New is just new. And if anyone that's listening, I want you to understand, the woman of God started off saying we're trying something new. And don't you know the devil comes up with nothing new under the sun? He tried to block it on Facebook. But I want to tell you something. If you, those of you that follow the instructions on Facebook, if you called in to the Blog Talk phone number, I suggest you write it down, that you have been blessed on tonight with everything that came out the woman of God's mouth. It ends up with saying new is new. No matter where you find yourself at, no matter where things end up being or you end up looking like, you got to know that new is new. Sometime God will put you in a difficult situation just to show you how great he is, just to show you that even right here, God is still going to be God. Like she said, just say, new is new. Change the way you think. Change the way you see and change the way you receive what God is doing for you. Don't look for God to do things in the natural way, but allow him to do things his way, because we always hear, we always say, our ways are not God's ways, nor our thoughts his. I just want to say to the woman of God on tonight, you have blessed me with telling me to change my mindset and to just receive that things are new. My outlook is new. The way I'm accepting and taking in things is new. Just knowing that this season that I'm in is a new season. It may seem like it's the last month of the year, but it's a new season in my life. Ended it with the old, but ending the year and starting the new year with the new. It's just new is new. Woman of God, you blessed me on tonight. I'm going to ask Apostle Elect to open up the lines and see if there's anything that anybody wants to say to bless this woman of God on tonight, because she spoke some new things in our life. Woman of God, Apostle Elect, would you please open the lines?
The lines are open.
Is there, okay, the lines are open. Is there anything that anyone wants to say on tonight? Speak up now, please.
Amen, Dr. Wright. This is Cecilia. Thank you for letting the Lord speak through you, because new is sure enough new. And new perspectives, and you cannot have new with talking about the old, with still looking at the old, with trying to mix the old with the, oh, my. New is new. Looking forward to new things. Yes, I am. Thank you. We definitely need new perspectives, new precepts and concepts with the Lord, and I love him that he even reminds us, Dr. Wright, that our mercies are new every morning. I mean, just new is new. I thank you Oh, my God. Powerful word. Powerful message. And even powerful the way God even used you to show the audience and hit the people that are going to be watching in the archives and everything, that even the way the ministry that he's birthing even further through you and catapulting you to the next level is all new. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Apostle Elect, for your word. Anyone else has anything to say or want to say anything to the woman of God? Well, I'm assuming they caught up in the new spirit, in the new atmosphere that they set in, because woman of God, you have released the word on tonight. I remember growing up, my mama used to always say, don't nobody want to hear about a has-been or used to be, what I used to have. I thank you for that. Stop telling us what you used to have and tell us what God is doing for you now. I really receive that, and I thank you for the words on tonight. I'm going to ask one more again, as the old folks say, is there anyone that's listening in have anything to say to this woman of God on tonight, Dr. Serena Wright?
Just want to say good evening, and thank you, Dr. Serena Wright, because that was a beautiful message, knowledge, and teaching for us to understand. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila Kaiser, for those words on tonight to encourage the woman of God. I'm going to ask Dr. Wright if she have any last words to say on tonight, or if she have any cheap plugs or anything she would just like to share with us.
No, Lord, thank you so much. We just want to continue in this place that we're in, and like Apostle Alex said, that truly God ministered that word to me, because I began to open my heart about how uncomfortable I was in the new place, and God began to tell me, well, it's new. And so we do have to really wrap our mind around that whatever we have with us is more than sufficient to accomplish those things that bring us into the fullness of abundance that he had promised for our lives. And so I just thank you for the opportunity to share with the people. Do you want me to pray, woman of God?
Yes, please.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you that we are just so simply honored by how you will share truth with us, revelation, understanding, those things that penetrate our hearts and saturate us in our inward man to bring forth the fruit of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father, that for every area of our life, we recognize the new. We recognize it as new and embrace it fully with joy and expectation of only you and the promises. We thank you, Father. We give you praise and we give you glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I just want to share this with you, Dr. Wright. I hope it's okay. Oh, last night, myself, my aunt, Dr. Wright, and possibly like we kind of hung out to celebrate her birthday, which we try to do every year. We try to get together. And I was looking at Dr. Wright's guest that was with her last night, and I saw the change in him, the newness in him. I remember asking Dr. Wright about what she was doing right now, where she's working. And Dr. Wright don't even realize the way her face lit up and the smile that came on her face when she began to share with me and Apostle Elect what was going on with her. And I just want to let her know, your newness shined last night very bright. And to just see that and see that in the guests that you brought with you, that was a blessing to me to know that things that had been prophesied to us, to her years ago, was starting to come into play. And when God sends newness in your life, Don't tell me that it doesn't show, because it really shows. And I just want to say to you, I love you. I enjoyed you so long yesterday. And I just want you to know your newness is showing. It really does.
Yeah.
And I was very blessed. I was very blessed. And I hope you enjoyed hanging out with us, because
the place we
wanted to go, we couldn't go, and we ended up going someplace else. And it was a place we went to that my God sister is the manager of, and I don't want to say it because I don't want to put her out there. That girl really blessed us on last night.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely.
We were really
talking
blessed.
About abundant, overflow.
Yes.
But yes, it was such a wonderful time of fellowship. And I do appreciate, I receive all of that. I really do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So for everyone else, we want to say to you all, thank you for joining in on tonight. Thank you for just taking the time out to spend this Monday night with us. As you can see, you were blessed. And for those that listen to this back in the archives from tonight or to the next day or years to come, you will be blessed by the words that was spoke on this ministry line tonight. I want to say to you all, don't stop tuning in. Tune in even more. Share Blog Talk, Smile3E, Iron Shopping Iron Ministries on Monday nights with your friends and family. Like I said, please write down the number and keep it, 310-861-2354. Please write those numbers down. Put it in your phone book. Put it under Blog Talk. That way you won't forget what the number is for. We're here every Monday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're here every Monday night. My son was distracting me. That was supposed to have been 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Monday night. On Friday nights, we are here at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live, as well as Blog Talk with myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, with Friday Night Ministry. So please tune in. And every Sunday morning, to start your week off, we are on Blog Talk at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. Please tune into these ministries, because you will be blessed. You will be blessed with what the Lord is doing and how the Lord is doing it, that God is doing a radical thing in a time and season where it is needed. And don't forget, we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. And also add on to that, when you speak to God, let God know, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't forget about me. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please include me, because I'm going to tell you, you're going to walk into your newness. And don't forget our foundational scripture, which this ministry stands on, is in Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't forget that. You can get the good things and get the add-on, but you got to seek him first and his righteousness. Okay? We love you with the love of the Lord. We want to say good night. Tune in next Monday. And Prophet Servant Troy Thomas will be our speaker, and God will have a word on that night. Good night, everybody.